Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Designated Report Wrestling Podcast. Happy Father's Day. Happy Juneteenth weekend. I'm here with the Horsemen, Frankie and Corey. How you guys doing, fellas?
What up?
Happy Feeling Father's good. Day, Corey.
Happy Father's Day, Corey. Booby, happy Father's Day.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
I got my dad hat on.
Episode 4. We are here, Father's Day edition.
Father's Day edition.
In honor of Juneteenth, we're going to start off with our top 5 African-American wrestlers.
Top five.
We're going to start number 5. Go ahead, Frank. Who do you got for 5?
For my 5, I'm putting R-Truth.
You got R-Truth? All right.
That's your 5.
That's my 5.
That's his number okay. 5.
That's my 5, R-Truth.
I'm going
what
Ron.
He's doing.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to go Ron Simmons.
Nice.
I got the New Day.
The New Day in general.
Yeah, New Day. Yo, I hate this guy. I got the New Day. The New Day.
Why New Day in general?
They're collectively great individual wrestlers. Put them together, they're probably top 5 best tag teams of all time.
Okay.
And they're future Hall of Famers. So that's why I put them in.
Yeah.
If you had to pick out of everybody in the New Day to be that number 5, who would it be?
You definitely have to go Kofi Kingston because he has, okay. He had a better career so far. I mean, he's older, but definitely I think Big E would probably have the better upside.
Interesting. Number four.
My 4th is Ron Simmons.
Okay. I got R-Truth at 4.
Why R-Truth?
Just as much as you know, his story too, like from his upbringing to where he came from now, like you
and
know,
honestly, he's still gonna be with us for a while.
Yeah, you know, he had the you know, of course, he went to jail and everything. He had like, you know, he pretty much was judged a lot growing up, and you know, people telling him, oh, he's not gonna be able to make it. You know, he's not gonna do this. He's not gonna be entertaining. And he might not be like a top athlete in WWE, but he's very athletic. The man can turn anything into something funny. Like, you give him this gimmick and he's gonna do it. You give him that gimmick. Come on, Lil Jimmy. You can't forget Lil Jimmy.
Lil Jimmy is good.
Lil Jimmy is awesome. How you turn something, having an invisible friend, into something?
Like, no, you're right. I'll give you that one.
And besides, you know, he's held like the been, U.S. That, title. Yeah. He's had the tag team titles.
And he's doing with this 24/7. We like it because of him.
That's
Vince's boy. Anything Vince needs
whatever, he'll do it.
That's our truth.
Who you got for 4?
I got the world's strongest man, a.k.a. Sexual Chocolate, Mark Henry at number 4.
Okay. I could take that.
I like that because my number 3 is actually Mark Henry. I agree on that.
My 3 is Booker T.
Wow. My 3 is Booker T as well. My 3 is Booker T as well.
That's funny. Because my 2 is Booker T. So I need to hear who's y'all 2.
Oh,
who's y'all 2?
My two hands down is Kofi Kingston.
Okay. Kofi over Booker?
Yeah. Just what Kofi's done in WWE. Again, he's one of the few that held every single title in WWE.
But Booker had what? I think he held 40 titles in total.
And he had like 26 title runs or something crazy like that. It was something
Kofi.
Yeah.
Something and Kofi.
He's the first full-blown African American to win the WWE title.
Okay.
First.
My number 2 is Ron Simmons, the first ever.
Yes, the first ever world heavyweight
champion. Yes, so that's my guy. And his career was like transcending, you know, from from the bottom literally to the top, and he kept going. Like, you talking about gimmicks? I mean, you have like the Acolytes.
That damn was crazy.
The damn. I mean, one word.
Yeah.
Damn. Literally, like, is probably one of the greatest.
Yeah.
He was one of the greatest pops of all time.
Even if you like go back onto the network and you check him out, like back in WCW, like he was just a freak.
Yeah.
Insane. He was very, very, very dominant. And then
I assume we all have the same. I assume.
Yeah, I'm assuming everybody has
number
this one.
We should all have the same.
Yeah, we have the Rock.
The Rock.
I'm happy. I'm happy we could finally agree to something, Corey. I'm happy we could finally agree to something.
That was, you know.
I mean, that's self-explanatory right there, The Rock.
What the man has done for the business is something else.
You don't even have to go down the list.
Everyone knows what The Rock's done.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Agreed.
But from that, we go on to this week's Monday Night Raw. Again, you know, another
horrible.
Horrible wrestling.
Horrible.
Wow. We open up with Randy Orton and Christian, which you Frankie called
horrible,
it.
Though.
Frankie called it.
I did. Randy Orton and Bruce, Christian. I'm coming for you, Bruce.
I
am coming for you.
I didn't think this was going to happen. Well, technically,
it didn't. Well, actually, it didn't happen.
Trying to hype it up to make it seem like it was going to happen. But Randy Orton comes out. He challenges Christian. Christian's, you know, getting advice from all these other superstars. And he finally accepts. Again, we already knew Christian wasn't going to wrestle because he's not cleared. We all know that.
Yeah.
So I don't know why.
I don't know why they even make him hype us up for all of this to then not really happen.
Randy Orton right now is at the top.
Oh, yeah.
Remember last week we talked about who's going to face Drew?
It's going to be
Randy Orton. His promos right now, he's setting things on fire.
He's next in line. I can see that. Now, can you see him winning or no?
No.
I can see him winning.
I can see him winning too.
I can see him winning. But I'm not, like I said, I like Drew, but there's something missing with him.
And Randy Orton, he's going back to that legend killer, like,
I hope they come back.
When was the last time you seen the punt? When was the last time you seen it?
You know what's going to make this even better?
Yeah.
It'd be freaking RKO's Ric Flair on Monday Night Raw.
That would be crazy. The legend killer.
Ooh. Exactly. He's the legend killer. I will bust out laughing because I don't want to see Ric Flair on TV anymore. He doesn't need to be on TV.
Yeah. Nature boy. Got to.
No, you don't need him no more. Like, what do you need him for? What do we need? He came and, when Christian accepted at the end, well, quote-unquote accepted, he comes down, Lowe's bros Christian, and then we get an RKO and game over.
Entertainment.
I wasn't entertained.
I don't know. Randy Orton could have just tapped him on the shoulder or something or just RKO'd him out of nowhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
Then we go on to copy and paste again. We got Kevin Owens, Angel Garza.
Where'd you get copy and paste from?
You.
Thank you. All right. So acknowledge that
I came up with that. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Matches are nothing crazy. Finally, KO gets a win, though.
Finally.
About time.
Finally, since Mania. Finally. I wasn't even a clear win because Andrade wants to come
but
out.
But I want to put something out there from what I said once before. In regards to a comparison. And you know it's finally coming out, but I want to know who said it first, or who you heard it from first.
Yeah,
that Angel Garza is being compared to Eddie Guerrero.
Frank, you said that?
I didn't say that.
That sounds like you heard say something like that.
I didn't say nothing like that.
I definitely said that.
I
said that.
But how is he in comparisons to him?
Well, I mean, like early look at like the gimmick wise and like his attitude, his movesets, you know, the way he wrestles and everything is very similar. Very similar.
He has that lie, cheat, and steal.
He has that lie, cheat. Yes, exactly.
He has that vibe. But I like Eddie Guerrero more as a wrestler in the ring.
Way better technician.
Way better.
Yes.
Way better.
Angel Garza's a little bit more
who made that statement? Was it Vince?
Yeah. No, I think it was Vince.
Oh, like WWE?
It was Vince. Vince is high on him. He's high on
him. Vince is very high on him. Which is...
You had to put the very on that? Hey. How do you know he's very?
He's up and coming. He's the future. Next year's Money in the Bank winner. Guaranteed.
Wow. That's
marking it now.
That's big. That's big, actually.
It's going to Roman. It's going to Roman.
No way. Roman's going to win the Royal Rumble.
The big dog.
Big dog.
The big dog is coming back. Soon.
Then we move on to the unfortunate Bobby Lashley and the Lana divorce.
Who called this out? Corey called it?
Corey called it.
At the Backlash?
Yeah, he called it.
Yep. Jesus Christ. Finally.
They need to just get rid of it.
We're coming for the spots, man. We're coming for Bruce, everybody.
Yeah, we're about to be riders for WWE because this makes no sense.
We're giving you guys everything.
And then go ahead.
I mean, the only reason why Lana was with Lashley anyway is to bury Rusev. So what are you going to do here now?
I feel like they were lost.
So, I mean, now you have MVP, who they signed back. He's a great talker. Well, Bobby, they're going to push Bobby.
MVP's going to get his crew like Steph got his crew. Because he knows about Apollo.
And like I said, yep. I called it. Heel turn. I called it.
Speaking of that, I mean, we could bring that up now. Now that we're on the Apollo talks. But Apollo Crews shot Benjamin, which was a pretty good match. I thought it was very enjoyable.
It was.
I do think Apollo and Shelton will both join MVP.
Ooh. Well, let's just say that, you mean, at the end of the match that Shelton. Apollo like rolled up Shelton Benjamin and got the ropes. But, I mean, I wouldn't put Shelton in that. I would put Shelton
when he was young. Shelton's done now.
When he was young, he's done.
Back, yeah, when he was going crazy during that, the Money in the Banks at WrestleMania, like 22, he was wild.
You do need that just that one like experience. The old guy? Yeah, you need that one the old guy just for like the experience and you know.
I wouldn't push him.
I mean, you got MVP for that, but still, you know, you need that one.
But that's the old wrestler. It should be MVP, and then it should be Apollo, Bobby, and then I don't know what the third guy would be, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Who would be the third guy?
I don't know. I guess you have to have MVP as the third guy.
Honestly, I would add Street Profits.
They're heels? They're not heels, man.
Yeah, they're not. There's some people you cannot turn heel.
I think Montez Ford.
He's a star.
He's a star. Yeah, and I think like, he can transition to face and heel easily. Dawkins, on the other hand, he's not really a mic guy, but if you know, if he can sit there and meet Mug, he don't gotta say much.
Yeah,
that's true.
He don't gotta say much, so I can see them as heels. Weren't they here when they first went in NXT?
Ooh, were they?
I thought they were. If they were,
it was short.
It was short because it's very short
because they're just too. They have too much swag. I mean, they're too likable.
They're the young ones out here.
They're like myself.
The next segment was actually very interesting because I thought this was awesome. Dominic Mysterio and Seth Rollins. That was awesome.
That was pretty. I wouldn't say awesome, but
nah, that was cool. I enjoyed seeing him coming out. That man was moving. Dominic was moving.
He looked good.
He was moving.
That man.
I think he needed to lose a little bit more weight, but he was moving.
I was impressed. I'm like, man, for somebody who hasn't been in the system that long, I know he's been in developmental, but he was doing his thing.
He was.
Definitely doing his thing.
You think he's joining Seth?
I mean, I can see it happening. Because I can see it. I can see it where it turns out like he'll end up fighting Seth at Extreme Rules, and Rey Mysterio is nowhere to be found. And then I guess on Monday Night Raw, you know, they'll have a little interview. Oh, and Ray comes out, and then Dominic will turn on him like, "Oh, you weren't there when I needed you."
You're right. He's definitely like joined that. He's definitely joined that stupid.
You're calling it. You're calling it right now. That's gonna happen.
That's your favorite. That's your favorite stable right now, Corey.
I won't even reply to that.
That's your favorite stable.
I won't even reply to that. That's.
Besides one of the greatest wrestlers, Austin Theory, in that stable, you know.
Oh God!
I mean, I heard rumors that he's going back to NXT soon.
Nah,
so
not happening. Paul Heyman broke up for a reason.
They needed bodies. That's why.
All right, here we go. Idiot Iconics versus Liv Morgan and Natalya. This is a waste.
A waste.
I guess waste. It's just again, just to get Iconics over. I don't know.
Not the Iconics, the Idiot Iconics.
I don't know if they're really trying to put the title on them, but they're pushing them pretty hard.
I mean, essentially, you're gonna have to do the Sasha versus Bayley match soon, right?
Yeah.
So you need somebody to take it off them.
Oof, Iconics though.
I mean, they're good.
They're good?
Not the Idiot Iconics.
I mean, they're great, actually. I don't know why I said good. They're great.
God.
The Iconics are not great.
They're terrible, bro.
Yeah. They need their own TV show like the Bella Twins.
Yeah, they need to be on
the show. They actually should have their own TV show.
They should. Right. I give them that. But not, they should not be wrestling.
Yeah, no. They should not. That, yeah.
They have talent, man.
Nah.
Then we get a tag team match, which is an interesting match, which was... The WWE Championship on the line. So pretty much whoever got the pin would win. Drew McIntyre, R-Truth versus MVP and Bobby Lashley. Winner wins the belt.
Both belts. Oh, no.
It was just, yeah, R-Truth came out and said they were only going to put the WWE title on the line.
I don't get why we're getting Drew in tag team matches, man. That's really pissing me off. Our face should not be in tag team matches.
I mean, you need some way to like move the storyline.
He's the face of Raw right now.
Who?
Well, Drew, he has a belt, so you know he should be the main event, and he should start the show. He's not the main event.
He's not the face of Raw, actually. Charlotte.
I mean, oh god, here we go. He has the belt. He's the face of Raw.
You know, sometimes you don't need a belt. It's just your swag and your aura, and Charlotte has that. Being the best, garbage. Being the best wrestler on the planet.
Oh god.
Well, speak of that. She's in line for a title match this Monday, and we just had Asuka versus
a rematch.
Asuka versus Nia Jax. What did you guys think about that?
Listen, I'm sure Nia Jax is a very nice person, but she should not be wrestling. She is the definition of Bacho Maisy.
She looks lazy to me.
It's just not doing it for me. Her moveset is just off. And she looks like, she looks like she doesn't care.
Yeah,
she doesn't care. I don't know. I don't think she's going to be there long.
No.
Unless she goes back to NXT, but
she needs to develop the skills.
I don't see her being there long enough. I just think they're gonna get rid of her. Like, she barely can move too. Like, she's like when she first came in, she was, you know, dominant. She's big. All right, she's throwing these girls around. But now she's like throwing women's heads into damn steel stairs, like
busting people up.
Yeah, I'm like, that's insane. Like, she's really like ragdolling these chicks. And it's just I don't know. She can't wrestle. Yeah. She needs to go.
I agree. And the finish was lazy too.
Yeah, the finish was lazy. But do you think Charlotte's actually going to win this week?
No. Who? She'll win out.
Charlotte versus
Asuka.
Asuka. Monday Night Raw.
No, you're going to have the interference from Nia. It's going to be a triple threat.
Oh, calling it. Calling it.
That sounds.
It sounds believable.
Sounds believable. It does sound believable.
You have the triple threat. Yeah. You have Charlotte pinning Nia. Asuka never lost a belt, technically. Set that up for SummerSlam. Boom.
Yeah, you're coming from Bruce, man.
But then that's why I'm here. We're gonna have Charlotte beat Asuka again.
No. I think Asuka's gonna take it now.
Yeah, she can't lose. Like, she's lost every time she's versus Charlotte.
It's like a Shinsuke Nakamura versus Jinder Mahal thing.
Yeah, that pissed me off, man. Because he should have won that dang belt.
He should have won it, man. He had like six chances.
Yeah, he did. It was he should have won. He should have won. He should even beat AJ Styles that time. But I'm not even gonna get into it.
Yeah, don't get into that.
Yeah,
I do want to say now that you brought up Charlotte and Asuka next week. Well, tomorrow. It takes the Big Show.
Oh,
to say let's settle this out. No more bowling, no more basketball, and we're finally getting a match between the Street Profits and the Viking Raiders tomorrow for the tag team title. We're finally getting it after all these weeks.
If we do get it, you don't know what we might get. We might get some another more nonsense. I can actually see them say, I don't know. You think they might save that for WrestleMania? I mean, WrestleMania. They might save that for Extreme Rules too, maybe.
I mean, you can tell how that's – it's going to be – they're going to have a decent match, but I think the Ninja's going to come in. Well, yeah, I think the Ninja's going to come in and do something.
Yeah.
It would be nice to see a TLC match at Extreme Rules.
That would be good.
That would be nice.
That would be real good. So, and then we finish up, with the Randy Orton and Christian comes out with Ric Flair low blows him, and we get a RKO.
Horrible ending to Raw. horrible role in draft.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, well, what do you do from there? You come off backlash winning a good, decent match. Good match. Not the greatest match ever, but what do you do the next day? In your shoes, what are you doing, boo?
Off, like, for backlash?
The next day. The next night.
What do you do with Randy Orton?
You do that? Yeah, what do you do with Randy? Oh, you do the same.
No, I'm making Randy. I'm pushing Randy to fight Drew McIntyre.
Right to.
Because you're still getting over this whole Bobby Lashley and Lana thing. Let them separate that. Because bringing that storyline in with Drew McIntyre is just killing them completely. Yeah. Just move Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton. Let that be a whole complete thing. Let just Bobby Lashley MVP trying to Apollo Crews thing be a little, you know, little storyline.
That could be a storyline itself.
I mean.
But see, like, it's like, look at that. Look how you explain that. And they give us Randy versus Christian for 2 seconds.
Well, if you look at it, you know, he beat Christian's best friend. And then what's another good way of selling something else is you just beat up Christian.
I don't know.
So you like
it. I give them an A for effort. Because it wasn't the same role as normally. Because I feel like the only besides the Kevin Owens match, everything wasn't too much copy and paste this week. It was different.
No,
but it wasn't great, but it was different.
You were bragging. They were saying they're gonna be.
It wasn't different at all.
There's gonna be something amazing happening on Raw.
Amazing
something
happening. Yeah,
life changing. And before what was
Raw
it?
Aired, they were tweeting stuff.
But you gotta let it play out.
Play out. I mean, you can't tweet and say something spectacular is gonna happen.
That's
for that
one
show.
Thing I don't like either. Do y'all like that? That they be saying like, I miss the days. When
oh yeah,
they
I don't
want to said. Oh, we're getting John Cena.
Yeah, I don't want all that.
Like I love the surprise.
Yeah,
I hate that so much, man. They need to stop.
I don't listen to anything they say.
The surprises are dope.
I'm just gonna watch
so
it.
Much.
Yeah, because it's they don't live up to their expectations.
Yeah. So you would have kept it, Corey, the same way.
What they did.
Yeah, Orton and Christian.
I like that. I didn't like the Ric Flair low blow, but I'm gonna see what happens. I'm gonna see if they can actually explain why he did that. Maybe Ric Flair might be
playing in the game. I don't know. I just want to see him get RKO'd. Yeah. That's it.
But that might be Randy Orton's manager now.
He doesn't need a manager. He does not need a manager. Yeah, he's good. He could talk on the mic.
I'd have left that.
But they have history. They have history.
Backlash. It was finished. It was done. Let Randy Orton move on.
Yeah,
that's it.
Let Randy move on.
What's your ratings for Raw?
Never mind. Is easy. That's a zero.
Yo, this guy.
Zero.
A zero.
But you're gonna give it a one.
Give it. A two.
I give it.
A two. Why? Where does this two come from?
You had some good wrestling going on.
What did the two come from?
You had some good wrestling.
You didn't like Orton. You didn't like the
Orton.
No,
I didn't like
Orton.
The.
You didn't like what?
The Apollo Crews shot.
What did you like? What did you
Apollo Crews Shawn Benjamin match was good.
You liked that match?
Kevin Owens Garza was okay.
Okay.
I'm giving it two.
That should be a one. That should be a one. That should be you be a two. You be a two. Nice. You really trying to work with them. Okay,
two.
I see how it is. I see. No.
They're gonna sign me. Don't worry. I'm taking Bruce's spot. Don't worry.
Corey, what you got? I'll give it a four.
God, he's really trying to work with WWE.
I mean,
he's really trying to go for Bruce.
It wasn't a copy and paste episode. They did much better.
But you knew you basically wrote down Raw.
That's
you
true.
You gave us everything
that's
that was gonna happen.
But.
I don't get where a four comes from.
I like the effort.
The effort.
It was better effort this week than other weeks.
So, I mean, now
it depends.
So I'm gonna tell you this right now. I'm gonna tell you this right now before we move on. These other shows better be higher than a four because Raw was the worst one this week. So if you gave every other show, if you gave Raw four, these other ones better be high.
Well, when we get there, SmackDown was the show this week.
No, it's not AEW.
AEW definitely.
AEW. You didn't see AEW. But I'm going.
Yes, I did watch it. NXT.
No.
We get Breezango versus the Emporium. Emporium? Fabian Archer and Marcel Bartel, if I said it right.
You did.
Imperium.
Great match. That's a tag team match. Tags. Explosiveness. Storytelling. That's what I'm looking for in a tag.
You get tagged. You get tags in every match. Like I don't understand.
No, that's how you do a tag team match. That was picture perfect. Picture perfect. It's one of the best matches I've seen all year. Tag team.
That was actually a pretty good match. Yeah. No, that was a really
pretty damn good match.
That was a really good match.
The best tag team match.
I said one of the best that I've seen all year.
It was a good match. But you know, when you get
the win.
Tyler Breeze, you know, he's always been a good wrestler.
Always.
True.
Fandango, he can put on a show.
He's great.
But they fit perfect together. They fit
Imperium,
good together.
They're just normal tag team that just straight wrestling, fists, knees, punches, all that.
They're boring. That's the only problem. Like their characters are boring. But in the ring, they're good.
They're grand, especially Archer. I'm a big Archer fan.
He's good.
Archer. I don't know, something like that. But yeah, he's good. He's amazing. Then we go on to Damian Priest versus Killian Dane.
It was there.
Decent.
It was there.
Yeah.
I mean, after that Finn Balor match, you know, you got a lot of that. You got high expectations for him.
You got high.
You put him with. True. I mean, don't get me wrong. Killian Dane is a good wrestler because he was the better, to me, the better out of everyone in Insanity Stable.
That's a lie.
He was. Did you see him in those War Games and all these tag teams pay per view that they had? That man was throwing his body all over the place.
He had the best. He had the better spots. That doesn't mean he was the best.
Who was better than him?
Eric Young.
Oh my gosh.
Eric Young's
definitely not better than Killian Dane.
No, it's just that Killian Dane was like really big and he was doing some athletic stuff. He had like great spots. But he wasn't a great technician like Eric Young was.
Yeah, Eric Young he barely got any love in NXT. They didn't worry about him. They didn't focus on him.
That's a lie.
He was corny. And boring.
And boring.
Yes.
Frank, you late to him or what?
He's boring.
Like, that's his.
I forgot. You were a big fan when he was in TNA. I forgot. Yeah.
Huge fan was in TNA, actually. Huge fan.
I know. Terrible. He's a fake Daniel Bryan in TNA. You know that's true.
Nothing like Daniel Bryan.
He was the fake Daniel Bryan. They did the same exact story with him. That's for another topic. Aaliyah Zaylee. That was a waste of time. Like, I don't know what they're doing with Aaliyah.
Oh, she's gonna get a run. Mark my words.
A run for what?
To the women's?
Yep. No, she's not. Shotzi Black is getting that run. If anyone's gonna get that run next, it's gonna be Shotzi Black. Cause she's been killing.
Aaliyah, this is something by Aaliyah. I'm telling you. She's gonna get a huge push.
I don't think so. And then this was interesting. I can't wait for next week because this is going to be awesome. Adam Cole comes out. Then we get Keith Lee coming out. Gargano, Finn Balor. William Regal comes out. We get a triple threat. Gargano, Keith Lee, Finn Balor. Winner takes the North American title. Then versus Adam Cole for the winner takes all match. And I'm sorry to say, I'm just saying it right now.
I'm calling
Adam Cole, baby. Adam Cole,
if he doesn't win, he's out, obviously.
But who else are you going to put them two belts on?
Yeah.
You ain't going to put it on Finn. You ain't going to put it on Keith Lee. And you're not going to put it on Gargano.
If not Cole, who do you put it on?
If not Cole, I would put it on Gargano. Yeah. If not Cole.
I wouldn't put it on Keith yet.
No, I wouldn't put it on Keith.
Too new, but
here's what's gonna happen. Mark my words.
I got Cole.
Here we go.
Mark my. Can I say what I have to say or what?
Go on.
Like that's just rude. Here's what's gonna happen. Keith Lee's gonna win. He's gonna face Adam Cole, and then it's gonna be interference.
With
who?
Cross.
Killer Cross. Karrion Kross.
I guess
that has to be a straight match.
There is no way they're gonna have somebody with two belts. No way.
And is that going to be a cinema? You think that's going to give him a cinema?
I think.
That better be in the ring.
You're going to give. Yeah, Adam Cole is definitely going to fight Killer Cross.
100%. I think that does happen because, I don't know. Because, only because Finn Balor called out Keith Lee. So, you know, they're bound to try to make that
a own feud.
Unless they just do Keith Lee versus Finn Balor just straight up, you know? But I don't know. That is good point.
I got Cole winning the whole thing, man.
I hope there's no interference. If they end it like that, that'll be pretty upsetting.
They have to.
No, they don't.
Because they're going up against, I didn't know this, they're going against Firefest, because Firefest is going to be the same weeks. AEW.
Yes,
so,
sir, baby.
So they have to do something big.
Exactly. If they want.
Well, no. Firefest is not this week.
No, it's the following, right?
Remember, NXT. Yeah, the following. July 1st and then July 8th. What? This match we're talking about is on the 20th. This Wednesday.
Isn't Firefest is when? The following week?
The 1st and the 8th, yeah.
Yeah, so the main match.
The main match for Winner Takes All.
That
should be at a pay-per-view.
And that's going against Fire. I don't think that's why they want to have something really big.
So you don't think that's
going to happen? They need it because they want the numbers.
But it's not being Firefest, but I mean, I just...
No.
We'll go into the numbers soon.
They want the numbers for the weekly.
They're not with
this type of match hype. And hype, you know how many people are going to tune in for that? Like, that's awesome.
But if at the same time as Firefest, I don't know.
If the
main fight for the Winner Takes All is during the same time as Firefest, it's not bad.
No, if it's Firefest. It's,
and another reason is that Firefest is free. It's going to be on regular TNT. So everybody's going to be tuned in on to AEW.
If it's on Wednesday, it's going to beat the Wednesday show. That's what they're trying to do.
You're saying that one match is going to beat AEW?
It's next week.
To find out who beats Adam Cole is this week.
That's this week.
24.
Yeah.
And then you're saying the championship match is July 1st?
No, it's the same night.
No.
It's the same night.
No, it's not the same night.
Then I wasn't paying attention. If you're saying that, then
it was the same. You got to find some proof. I got it.
Frank, don't argue. You're right, Frank. Don't.
Man takes all title match.
Because come on, Firefest is free. Everybody can watch that. You know how many people are going to be tuned in? So a great pay. 2 days? I mean, not 2 days. Two pay.
Listen, Edwin, after you're wrong. You're gonna apologize, Frank.
I'm gonna say sorry.
You're gonna apologize.
Yes, please.
I'm looking this up right now.
Why wouldn't that be a pay per view?
When's their next pay per view?
Who?
When's their next NXT's next pay per view?
Has to be exactly. It has to be with SummerSlam.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't have to be around SummerSlam because
it's usually every 2 months. It's not every month like WWE. I mean, like the main roster.
I don't know.
I just don't see them. Having two belts. That's
and two matches and two big matches.
Oh no, it would be July 8th.
I'm sorry, my headphones.
It would be July 8th.
My volume up.
Okay, so
can you apologize to Frank, please?
For your July 8th. Please apologize. It would be July 8th. Get out of here, man.
Apologize.
Get out of here. July 8th.
Okay.
Listen, you pass false information all the
time. Where you said July? Who said that? July 8th.
It's right here. I'm reading it now. It says Johnny Gargano and Finn Balor headed out, challenged both men for their title. William Regal announced that Lee would fight Balor and Gargano in a triple threat next week, and winner would fight the NXT champion and the winner take all championship versus championship on July 8th. Is that the same week, NXT?
And that's, yep. That's week two for for pay per view, and they're not beating AEW.
Nope.
Sorry.
You let me know.
I might have to go back and watch
you
that.
You never know.
One match is not going to happen for a pay-per-view.
Then we get...
One match is not beating a pay-per-view.
You don't know what they put on that card, though.
Nah. What card? A regular...
Yeah, you never know what they're going to do.
Wednesday card?
They obviously know that AEW has an event. So if they're smart...
Yeah, but like I'm saying, just alone AEW being free for everybody to go watch, it's...
What can you put up that can stack up against that?
You better figure it out.
What would you do? What would you do? Wait up, Corey. You're July 8th movie. You need to make a match, card.
I'm going. What's your card? Shotzi Blackheart versus Io Shirai. I'm doing.
Yeah,
I'm doing.
Imperium. Remember, NXT only usually has only five, four matches.
I'm doing Imperium.
It's only 2 hours.
Imperium versus... Who's a good tag team? I would put Imperium versus them Indian dudes. What's their name?
You don't even know. It's not. So it's not.
They just started last week. I don't know their name. But they've been they're pretty dominant. I would do. Say
Corey's ready to kill you. Who else? You only got like 2 matches before this main event.
Flyer Fest. What matches are going to be good there?
Everyone.
They didn't. Just alone, Chris Jericho, Orange Cassidy is going to be.
That's going to be crazy.
Just alone. FTR versus.
FTR. It's going to be a regular TV show.
Nope. And it's too. And
it's going to be a regular event. You're going to get That's matches crazy. That you don't see on Dark on free TV. Oh.
We're getting Brian Cage versus Moxley.
That's equivalent to Winner Takes All. Oh, exactly. Yes, it is.
So let's put it out right here. You're saying NXT is gonna on July 8th. We're not talking about July 1st. July 8th, NXT beats AEW in ratings.
If they work a decent card, it has to be a decent card. Right. It has to be a.
Okay. And, so when you see the card, let us know.
As a writer, and you have a competitor on Wednesday, and you know who's putting out this event, you're not gonna try to up your card that night.
Yeah,
They already started. They gave you that one match. Now they're just gonna build up.
And that one match is gonna have to be at least 35 minutes.
Because Adam
and NXT pay per views are only what 2 hours.
Cole does is 5 stars. So
clearly not the last pay per view match.
Well, match no.
That wasn't a 5-star.
Everything else is 5-star. So
agreed. But not that last match. Relax.
Because Adam Cole is the man.
Just say it right here. Just say it right here. July 8th. NXT beats AEW and viewers.
You have to see the card. I have to see. I don't know. We don't even know who's fighting on this Fyre Fest fight. You just know 2 matches, and you're saying it's going to be better.
It is
going to be way better.
No, because
I'm going to look up
two matches.
Hold up.
And you just did like a horrible rundown.
I wasn't finished. I'm still trying to put it together. How I would make this?
Yeah,
I'm trying to put it together.
Just be like.
You're thinking of Dream.
Why would Blackheart get a title shot?
Because she's dominant. She's been killing everything she's been doing so far. Like all these tag team matches she's been having. Like I don't know why they have her tag team matches, but she's been everything. All the spots are her. You like to see
tag team. But you just said it. Tag team.
Yes.
So if you come from a tag team, how can you just?
They give her spots for like 20 minutes by herself.
All right, here we go.
Let's see.
This is July 1st. I want to say. I'm not sure. John Moxley, Brian Cage for the championship. AEW TNT, Cody Rhodes, Jake Hager. We had the tag team champions, the Elite versus the Best Friends. We got the women's Penelope Ford and Sheeta, and then Jericho Cassidy.
That's a regular like.
I think that's July 1st.
That's a regular like.
I'm trying to see.
Come on.
That's heat.
I'm trying to see July 8th. That is heat.
That's heat.
That is not heat. That's a regular
we'll see,
Wednesday.
We'll see the views. We're gonna see the views.
Like I said, if NXT can put on a card, they can.
No. Let's just move on.
Yeah,
what are we rating NXT?
They can match it. What do we rate it?
Wait, was there another match? Was it?
Yeah, it was the Bailey and Sasha
the Bailey
Shotzi Blackheart and my girl, what's her name? God, I'm blanking now. Not Dakota Kai. What is the name? Damn it.
Actually, Dakota Kai actually should be getting a title shot, by the way.
No, she shouldn't.
That's actually dominant.
Dakota Kai, no. Tegan Knox. There you go. Tegan Knox. Yeah. And even in that match, Blackheart had tons of spot where I sent y'all guys a video of where she was whooping on Sasha and doing all this. All these epic moves.
So you like spots. You like a spot guy. Like spots. You don't like actual like the wrestling and the storytelling.
No, I do like actual spots. She's storytelling.
You like spot.
She's storytelling. That was some hate.
Good match though.
It was a good match.
It was a great match.
I'm not hating on
that. That was the best match on the.
I'm just waiting to see who's gonna take this belt.
I don't see. I don't see. I mean, of course it's her show, but I don't know why they had Io Shirai come out.
That didn't make any sense.
That was, I mean, I understand it's her show. She's kicking everybody out. Right, get out of my show. But I don't understand that. But NXT rating, I gave it a 2 as well.
I'm gonna give it a 3. I liked it.
5.
I'll take that then, bro.
It's tied. I'm hoping you ain't go it's tied.
All right, that's not bad. We go to AEW. We open up with the
AEW
tag
man.
Team match.
Great
Kenny
match.
Omega, Hangman Page, and versus the Naturals.
Natural Nightmares.
I don't horrible. Like them as a tag team.
Horrible. Horrible.
Like as a tag team.
That was not a horrible match. Horrible. The energy that was good. Dustin was putting his body to work.
Match. Yeah, Dustin Rhodes.
That was a good match.
For somebody his age, he's still.
Oh, are you crazy?
Still,
yeah, his age. He's
Dustin.
He's
Dustin was well. Great. Dustin was great. His partner was great. They actually were tagging in and out, but.
Oh, my
I mean,
God. Here you go with this tagging in and
listen,
out.
Listen. It's like I'm watching the Indies.
AEW has the best tag team division.
I like Hangman. I like Kenny Omega. I think their athleticism is great. Amazing. But when you can just walk in the ring and then just stand there for like 30 seconds and just do whatever you, it doesn't make any sense to me. There was no tags. That's not a tag team match.
We're in a new generation, Corey. They're saying the same old
school.
Cool
I mean, they were dominating one person. And they were preventing him from tagging, which is strategy.
Well, number one, I think they gave him a concussion. That's number one. When he kneed him in the
oh,
knee in the head. So he probably gave
him. Oh, yeah, he did knee him. He did knee him good.
So he probably didn't know where he was.
It's called strategy,
I
mean, guy.
So
you're telling me.
I'm not a fan.
If you're my tag team partner and we're in there, we're wrestling, and we're dominating this one guy, you're going to just let him go tag?
No, you don't let him. Yeah, I agree.
Right.
I agree. But when you can just walk in the ring and then just do moves and just the refs looking like you're just burying the refs, you're burying your organization. It doesn't make sense.
Nah, they're not burying the
they're
organization.
They're burying them.
Don't
they're
say
burying
that again.
Them.
No, they're not.
There's a difference between that match and the last. We'll wait for the last. We'll talk about Jericho.
We'll wait, yeah.
But there's a that match was I like I said, the athleticism is great.
That's
mind-boggling.
Just the
yeah,
best
I feel like they all
the world
four
right
of them made.
But it's just.
What happened?
We'll get there when we get to the end.
I can't get into that. I need FTR. That's wrestling. That's tag team wrestling.
We've been saying that since they were in WWE.
Yeah, but we've been saying that though. Yeah,
that's best tag team wrestling.
You like, didn't like them in WWE. You said they were overrated.
Why didn't you?
You said they were overrated.
Who said that?
You.
Why? Do you have a problem with me? Man. Do you have some kind of issue with me? Like when did I say that?
You said we. I got receipts in my text, man. I can scroll back months.
Wait, so you just didn't like this tag team match because it was
I just feel like it's what? Just is not great tag team wrestling. I feel like if I'm looking at athleticism, amazing. This is great.
I feel like all four of them made each other look. They all made each
like,
other
look
good.
They look good, but it's just I just can't get into that. I just can't get into not tagging and just standing in the ring for 30 seconds. And then flipping on somebody. I just can't get into God. It.
It's a new generation, Corey.
Yeah, I don't know
I'm old school, man. I'm old school.
Yeah, he wants old school golden era wrestling.
He does, but a little bit of new
but
school.
Not even. Maybe like a splash of new school.
A splash, right? A little splash.
We then go to
MJF versus
really,
the old man.
Billy
Gunn. New versus old.
I think we're eventually.
It was okay.
We're eventually going to get Austin Gunn versus MJF.
I liked it was more of a funny match to me.
Yeah.
We had a lot of funny moments.
And then MJF pulls out the brass knuckles, knocks out Billy.
Let me tell you something. That's wrestling, MJF. That's the best in the game right now.
You know he was an indie wrestler too, by the way, right? And you know that too, for a fact.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Oh, no, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count. He's great.
Yeah. Next. Another one. We get Cody Rhodes versus absolute Ricky Starks.
Good match.
Ricky Starks is good.
Good match. And he signed. After they went on fair.
Good tryout match. That was a good
match.
Tryout match.
The ladies
that was a good tryout
match. Good
match. Like he was. I can't believe you. can't believe you.
I like his promo game. He gave us a good promo too. Yeah,
promo was good.
Very, very good. Likewise.
He was so good that Cody just signed him. That was a good tryout, man. Yeah. He's good.
It was competitive too. And at one point I started to believe he was gonna win. But
that's how good Cody is. Cody doesn't need all these flips and
he'll be a good mid carder.
He'll be a good mid carder. Yeah. Lower card.
He'll be a good mid carder.
He'll start off the pay per view or whatever.
Yeah, and you'll see him. We'll see him on Dark a lot too. Well, if you watch Dark, but the Super Bad Squad, Kip Sabin, Jimmy Havoc versus the Young Bucks.
The match
that Corey hated.
This is what the first tag team was, match times 20. This was horrible. The Young Bucks. Let me tell you something.
Are one of the best tag teams in wrestling?
No, they're not. I can name five people. Five tag teams better than that. All
right, let's hear why this was a bad match because they all showed out this match.
I think once again, athleticism wise, the Young Bucks are probably top five. But when it comes to tagging in, they are the worst. They will do a flip, do a powerbomb, jump on the rope, do a cartwheel out there, come back in. The ref is like, where's the tag? There's no tags.
They look alike.
Nothing.
New generation, man.
They don't look, come on, what?
They said they're not a tag. The ref is like, oh, I don't know who's who.
Listen, you got to give me one tag. I just want one tag in that match. Give me one.
So what I want to know is, when they fight FTR, I just want to hear what you're gonna have to say then.
I think that match is gonna be good only because the FTR is gonna have to That's not gonna be a high flying match. They're gonna have to structure that.
Yes, they
match.
Will. No, they're no, gonna be. They're gonna be high flying.
Mm-mm.
That's gonna be a classic match.
That's like saying no. That's like AEW. That's like the Hardy Boys versus the Dudley Boys.
Yeah, exactly.
That's basically that match.
First off, don't disrespect the Hardy Boys because the Hardy Boys actually did tag team wrestling. They were high flying, but all over the place. Yeah, but they'll do tags. They'll be in and out the ring. They don't just stand in the ring and just like, okay, what am I gonna do now? Let me flip on this person.
Hardy Boys versus.
So you just don't like the tag? That's all.
I just need tags. I need consistent storytelling. It's just not. I'm not getting it from them.
I don't know what you're watching though.
I'm just honestly ready to hear.
I don't know what he's watching.
This rating for this week because you've been giving a lot of.
Then we get the final. My favorite tag team: Lee Sex Gods versus the Best Friends.
Lee Sex Gods.
What a great tag team!
Winner goes on to fight.
They have to win the tag belt soon. They have to.
Well, they're not going. They're not.
They're like doesn't. Very. I mean. Why not give him the tag belts? Let Hager win the TNT belt.
It's not gonna happen. But that's the definition of tag team wrestling. Actually tagging in and doing explosive moves. Les X guys are great. They're great.
Yeah, they are the best tag team right now, I think. That's my favorite tag team.
I liked how my man Cassidy was the cameraman.
That was good. That was a nice little swerve.
That was
a nice little swerve.
Ratings for AEW?
8. Exactly.
Six and a half.
Before we go on to SmackDown, the numbers this week went up for both AEW and NXT. Last week AEW had 677,000 viewers. This week they jumped up to 772.
Wow.
Last week they had 673. This week they went up to 746. Still losing. But they bumped up.
They're jumping. They're going to keep jumping.
Big numbers.
They're going to
keep jumping.
No, they're not.
AEW is not losing, man. This is their, I think, their ninth or tenth win in a row.
NXT is going to get them eventually. I say that? Because apparently Vince McMahon has his hand in NXT now, and he wants to do a lot of cross, like bringing main roster guys.
We don't even like Raw because of Vince.
Main roster guys, like the way he did Charlotte. He wants to do that with more main roster guys.
So we're gonna get everybody on SmackDown on NXT.
Kevin Owens back versus Keith Lee. I don't know.
But meaning Kevin Owens is staying on NXT, or he just bouncing.
No,
around?
He's just Vince McMahon just wants to bring people like back and forth.
They should just make one big brand, but that's a whole nother story.
I mean, yeah, that's what I say too. Yeah, but
that make one big brand, cut some people, man.
But you can't do that. You can't make one big brand. You only have three.
They have like 50,000 people on their roster. Come on.
Yeah, you can't make one big brand.
SmackDown. We open up with AJ Styles celebrating his IC Championship. Matt Riddle interrupts, and we get a AJ Styles versus Matt Riddle match.
I think the match was good.
Match was good.
It was good, man.
I just go back to what Corey said. You put Matt Riddle versus some squash guy. Make it a squash match. You enjoyed this match, right? See, this is what they should do more often. Not just put him in a squash match. You put him against somebody, a good name.
Yeah, he's trying to send you, Corey. He's trying to send you over here.
Let me tell you something. First off, they have high, really, really, really high expectations for Matt Riddle. So they just wanted to start him off on a fast track. But normally you would do a squash match. Nope. And then when you want to make them go slower, you do squash match, squash match, squash match. Then you fight Dolph Ziggler, and then you go from there. That's how it goes, squash. Right? Then everybody from NXT, you fight Dolph Ziggler. So I guess they just want to fast track him. And I don't think he's going to beat AJ Styles for the belt.
No, he's not. Nah, not yet. No way. No, it's too soon. Jeff Hardy, Sheamus skit. Pretty much this is gonna go on to Extreme Rules. This will end up being like a table match or some type of alcohol on a stick match or something. I don't know, something like
that. I can see that.
We get that.
They're playing this role too much. I don't know. I don't know. But Shorty G, Mojo Rawley, another waste of a match. I do like Shorty G a lot. Very athletic, but he's not getting used very well.
Why do they call him Shorty G when he's like the same height as AJ Styles? He's same height as like Daniel Bryan.
I don't know.
Those guys are better.
Yeah, don't just compare them to this was an actually good match, and I hope you agree because you want tag team and you got tag team it. New Day versus Lucha House Party.
I mean, when you have New Day, one of the greatest tag teams of all time.
This was a really good match.
It was a really good match. They actually tagged.
Lucha House Party is pretty high flying too, but this was a very good match.
But you see the difference between their high flying and Kenny Omega and Hangman and the Young Bucks? How it was like more controlled? It wasn't like chaotic.
Nah. Still AEW tag team division over any.
And then finally,
we got a new tag team though, Cesaro and Shinsuke.
Oh yeah, we knew that was happening.
That was horrible. I don't know why they're not singles. But...
They're replacing what's this guy's name? The
Forgotten Sons.
Riker and clearly we forgot about them.
Yeah, literally.
They were trash anyway.
Good. Event,
well, we get Braun Strowman and Bray Wyatt comes out, breaks the silence.
I like that promo, man. Bray Wyatt is probably the best right now in promo.
Yeah,
Him and Cole.
I love that promo.
Him and Adam Cole, man, great.
Do you think he wins the belt back?
I think it's gonna be a situation where you have Bray Wyatt is gonna go as his old gimmick. He's gonna face Braun Strowman, lose, and then come back as the Fiend
and beat him at SummerSlam.
I think the Fiend's gonna beat him at SummerSlam.
I think we got another like those that Firefly Funhouse match that we had with Cena and Braun versus.
I hope that I
like old Braun. I mean old Braun.
I hope to God not.
But that's probably the only main.
And then so ratings for SmackDown.
I give it a
five. I'm giving it a two just because of Braun.
I give it a 3.5. Yeah, some good events there. Some good wrestling.
3.5. Jesus, Louise, man.
Yeah, I get a 3.5.
It was all right.
And now, Corey, you got something for us?
Where's my introduction?
What we all wait for.
Where's my introduction?
You got something for us?
Yeah, but you're supposed to say, hey, where's Top 5 Whack? What's going on here,
top
man?
Top 5 Whack of the Week.
Thank you, my man. I appreciate that. Put some respect on my name. Okay.
Let's hear it.
This better be good, man.
Remember last week was horrible. I'm going to come correct this time. Correct.
Okay.
Number 5, the Dark Order or Dork Order, giving Colt Cabana a contract to join their stupid little club. I hate the Dork Order. I hate it. Horrible. Number four, Asuka versus Nia Jax. We had Nia Jax pushing the referee, and the referee counting fast.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, so now I'm assuming we're going to have this crappy match again. That's horrible. We had the Viking Raiders and Street Profits versus Ninjas. So instead of them fighting each other, they're fighting ninjas? Come on. Ninjas. Come on now. We had Robert Stone vomiting in the ring.
Oh, yeah, that was...
That's like Vince written all over it.
That's Vince written all over it.
That's Vince written all over it. And number one.
This is good shit.
This is good shit. Your boys, the Undisputed Era.
Wow.
And that therapy session was ridiculous. What was I watching?
I don't know. That was
horrible. Dumb. That was whack.
That was dumb.
I was whack.
All right. That was a good comeback from last week.
Yeah, it was good.
But that wraps great. Us up for
it was
this
a,
week.
Actually, don't say good. It was a great comeback, actually.
That was up there. But this wraps us up for this week. Once again, if you haven't listened to the previous episode, available on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor.
Everywhere.
SoundCloud, go ahead and take a listen. We've got next week for more. Monday Night Raw, AEW, NXT, and SmackDown. Once again, happy Father's Day. Enjoy the week, and we'll be back next week. Have a good night.
You too. Have a good night.